Hello, bimbos and himbos, and welcome back to the newest episode of the Bimbo Manifesto. For those who don't know me, my name is Fifi / Fiona, and I'm G's Get Lonely 2 on all platforms. And this is just my podcast. It started off as a bimbo niche, but honestly, I think it's just a Fiona niche at this point. I have not made an episode in a long, long, long time, and it's gonna sound crazy, but I think I've grown like a whole 5 years within the 5 months that I haven't really been posting and I kind of been ghost. And it's just because I've realized so many things about myself and things are just going really good in my life. As you guys know, I only have 1 month left before I leave to move to Amsterdam. So I only have a month left in Toronto. But honestly, I just been realizing things about myself. And there's been so many episodes I've been wanting to make. And because so many people have been DMing me, asking me to make more episodes, this is why I'm doing it. It's for you guys, because I love you guys. But honestly, this is kind of where my headspace was at. Just so you guys, like, I'm okay, guys, by the way. But this is where my headspace was at. I was kind of, like, on this life path. And I feel like I'm sitting on this life path, and there's two ways I could go about life, right? Like, the first way is I continue with social media. I continue to try to grow my following, continue to, you know, go on other platforms. As you guys know, I want to start YouTube, and I don't want to say too much, but I may be starting it soon. G's Get Lonely 2 on YouTube. And, you know, with having a lot of eyes on you, sometimes it's uncomfortable because you realize a lot of people that you don't even know, like, know so much about you or even know you, and just, like, you don't know them. And for me, I just kind of like had this weird like identity crisis because all these random people knew so much information about me. And some of it I didn't even share on social media. And it just really freaked me out. And then just like seeing, you know, people post rude things and people just, it was just all too much for me. And I think I was just in this phase where I'm like, okay, well, if this is making me uncomfortable and I'm having these weird, like, identity crisis, do I go on the other platform where, you know, I'm more ghost on social media, I'm more low-key, I do my thing? But then I was looking at that option, and it's like, okay, if I go that way, then guess what? I let the people who make those stupid, rude posts about me win. You know, I'm missing out on opportunities because, you know, it's been 1 year since I've made my TikTok, since I've been active on social media. And ever since then, like, so, like, I don't think my life would be the same. Like, the opportunities I have gotten from all of this, the friends I have met, the people I have met, the places I got to be in is literally unimaginable. And it's just fun for me. Like, this is my hobby. This is the way I get paid. I did my first paid photo shoot. And so, you know what, I think I am going to continue on the life path of, you know, continuing to build my social media. But I think I just want to be more private with, like, the things that are going good and only share when it's, like, really solidified, that there's no way that any evil eye or projection can mess it up. And I think I should have been doing that from the start. And I think I was just being really immature on my social media and oversharing. And I'm not really embarrassed. I don't really have my regrets, but I definitely realized, like, there's a lot less I should have said, or I should have waited to share. But I'm going to continue my social media. I'm going to continue my podcast. I'm going to continue my TikTok, and of course my YouTube. I want to show you guys kind of like my vlogs, my life, like my mindset. So just stay tuned for that. But anyways, enough about me. I know you guys know I love to talk about myself, but this episode is called Shrink Yourself, and you guys are going to be confused as hell because shrink yourself, Fiona, you literally told us to date yourself, like, you literally said you're, like, a me sexual, like, what is going on, what do you mean shrink yourself? Okay, relax, it's not shrink yourself, like, make yourself smaller, because as you guys know, I want you guys to be the elephant in the room, okay? But it's just a little play on words. You guys know this already. I like a little play on words. Shrink yourself is in the context of being your own therapist. I want to be able to take your own advice. You know, if you have an idea, if you have a dream, that dream was placed in your heart for a reason. That initial thought of, you know what, that would be really cool to do. Like, you know what, maybe this is the right thing to say. Don't let yourself overthink it and then not do it. Because guess what? That initial thought is your intuition. That initial thought is the dream that was meant to be executed. Everything else is background noise. Everything else is your ego, right? And so that you need to practice focusing on that initial thought. And I literally say this all the time, no thoughts, just vibes. And I'm so glad and happy that there's so many people that understood the context of what I was saying, but you need to just limit your thoughts. And I'm going to teach you how to train your thoughts and see them as clouds instead of something that you have to do. But be your own shrink, be your own therapist, take your own advice, and I'm going to get into it. So if you're someone like me, I am blessed to have the best support system in the world. Like, I know y'all listen to this, so I'm just going to shout you out. Shout out my mom, my dad, my family, my friends, especially. My friends have heard some bullshit from me. Like, I know they're so tired, but I'm happy they're hanging on. And honestly, there's no one in my life that I would keep around if I felt like they didn't have the best intention for me, because I have the best intentions for the people in my life. And I keep them in my life because, you know, I value their opinion heavily. Everyone in my life is successful in their own way. They're experts in their fields, and I love to hear their opinions and I love to hear their advice. And that's amazing. Like, if you have friends and family and people around you that you could go to for anything, whether it's business, whether it's love life, friendship, like, you really need to hang on to it, because you will experience a lot of people that you can't really get advice from because they're so wrapped up in their own heads, in their own insecurities, and then their advice ends up just being their projected insecurities. So if you have people that actually want the best for you, hang on to them. But, and what is the but? I have realized recently that because I value the people in my life's opinion so much and I love their advice, and because they have helped me through so much stuff and because it's worked, I end up just going to them for everything, every single little thing, whether it's a major life decision or whether it's just, I don't know what to text someone back. I end up just going to them for every single little thing. And you know what? That's great that I have these people in my life, but I think I realized that I'm almost starting to develop a dependency to like consult every single person in my life multiple times, FaceTime calls, meeting in person to help me with situations because I don't know what to do and I'm confused. And then I end up even more confused on what to do. Because it's like, if I have a feeling on what to do, if I had that initial thought, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'm just asking people because I really just want to make sure I'm not going to completely fuck it up, you know? But I think it gets hard when you're going to every single person. And let's say you are making a major decision and you're hearing from one person, oh, you should definitely do this. And then you go to your next friend and they say, that's the worst idea I ever heard. Then you go to your next friend and then they're saying, no, both their ideas suck. Take this advice. You end up just more confused than ever, and there's so much thoughts in your heads, and now like they may suggest fears or things that might go wrong, not because they are trying to hate or because it's evil eye, because they care about you and they're just giving out possible pros and cons for every possible scenario. And so I think I end up even more confused on what to do, and I'm just like, okay, well, now I have these fears that I didn't have before. And what I initially thought I was going to do has been shot down, and now I'm scared to do what I really want to do. And so I might end up doing something and then regretting it because it's not me. It's not what I wanted to do. Or it's like, I knew the situation the best, because at the end of the day, they only know the situation from your point of view. They weren't there. And sometimes you're embarrassed or don't want to give out too much details. So then they can't really give you that complete advice, because at the end of the day, you're the only person who knows 100% of what the situation is. And so their advice just may not be there. And so when you take it, it end up not, it may not apply to it. And I even say this, like, sometimes everyone is giving you a certain direction of what to do, and it's just not what you want to do. But now that you have consulted everyone, if you go behind and not take their advice and do it yourself, you're scared of letting the people in your life down. You're scared that, like, they're going to get annoyed that you keep asking for advice, asking for your opinion, and doing the opposite. And so it's just, like, for little things, like, basic stuff. Like, I don't know what to text someone back. I don't know what to post on social media, friendship advice, anything. Yes, it's good intention, but when I follow it through, it's just like, this is not what I wanted to do completely. This is not me, and I wish I could have just followed my initial instinct instead. And also, I'll say this. Sometimes when you have a crazy idea, when you have, like, something new, obviously people aren't going to be able to give you proper advice or opinion on it because they've never seen it happen before. So how do you expect someone to be fully on board to your idea when there's a fear of the unknown, right? And so that's when it's kind of creative ideas. Like, let's say you want to do a business idea, or you have an invention, or you have a content idea. Like, I think sometimes it's best to just do it and let the result speak for itself, because people may not understand completely where you're coming from until it's in front of them. And so that's kind of where I wanted to get into today. So how do we train our thoughts to follow our tuition, to get rid of that fear, to treat thoughts like clouds? And this is the biggest training I have done, because honestly, there has been situations where none of my friends were on board, and they all said that was a ridiculous idea, Fiona. Absolutely do not do that. Like, that is just, like, I don't think it's going to go well for you. And it's not because they're hating. Again, I just want to emphasize on this. This is nothing about their negative in my life. They're just concerned for me as a person. And they know I'm someone who takes huge leaps. They know I'm someone who takes risks. They know I'm someone who's bold. And so they know that if I have an idea, that I just might do it. But with this idea I have in mind that I had this one time, it was a complete 180. Like, I literally had, I didn't even know if it was going to work or not, but I was just like, you know what? I do not have a fear of rejection. And I think I made a podcast episode on this, but if I didn't, remind me. I don't have a fear of rejection because my fear of the unknown is bigger than the fear of rejection. And so I just jumped into it. I took a huge risk. At first, it was looking downwards. And then it turns out it was the best decision I ever made. And you guys will find out what this decision was in the meantime. But it was literally like a complete 180, I think, on my whole life. And afterwards, all my friends were like, wow. Like, we all, they apologized. Like, they kind of ate their words in the best way. Like, they were kind of like, wow, Fiona. Like, I was really doubting that that would work. But the fact that it did is insane. And sometimes I feel like you're like the chosen one, because the way things work out for you is just crazy. And ever since then, I think I just really wanted to stop consulting everybody about it. Like, I think I'd rather just people listen So if it's something extremely out of pocket, like I might get arrested, then maybe. But like, this is exactly what I mean. Your initial thought, your dream, that idea you had, that calm feeling, that was placed in your heart for a reason. And whether you're religious, whether you're spiritual, when you have an idea, it's not really your own. Like, I feel like that is what's meant for you. That is your intuition. That's what feels right when it's calm. Because it's like that's your higher self defining you. But I think the problem is afterwards, that's when the ego comes in, right? That's when the fears from other people come in. That's when the projections come in. Let's say you don't know how someone feels about you. And this is a small example. This is the only thing I can think of. Let's say you don't know how someone feels about you. First of all, you should never assume anything, even if it's the most uncomfortable thing ever. You will never, ever, ever know 100% unless you ask. And I'm just going to say that that could be a whole other thing. But this is all about putting your ego to the side. So let's say you're really thinking about someone, you really like this person, and you want to know how they feel about you. You're like, I want to know how they feel about me. That's your initial thought. So the simple answer would be, why don't you just ask them? Because the worst they could do is say no, and then you could move on. Okay, like, what are they going to do? Right? But then you're like, oh no, I can't ask them because then I'll be too vulnerable and then they'll know that I like them. And then your friends are saying, no, you need to play this game. You need to do this. You need to do this. And then it gets all warped up and then you end up not doing it. You may miss your opportunity on telling someone how you feel. You may build resentment. You may be mixed up in miscommunication, losing the relationship altogether. And so I think you need to build yourself and train yourself to follow that initial thought because it wasn't an accident. When you have an initial thought, it is not an accident. And I think what it takes is just writing it down. Writing it down as soon as you think it. This is what I want to do. And then think of all the things that you're thinking after of why you're not doing it. And if you really look at why you're not doing it is all like almost always your ego getting in the way. It's almost the fear and projections of other people that are getting in the way. So what? So you don't want to, so now you, so you want to know how this person feels about you, but you don't, now you don't want to ask them because you're scared they might not like you back. That is your ego. You're scared that you're scared of vulnerability. All of that is your ego. You're scared of what your friends might think. At the end of the day, you do not have to explain, you do not have to be scared to do stuff because you don't want people to judge you. You could just do things because you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You, if you want to do something, but you're scared of what your friends think, you're scared of what your family will think. If you don't want to explain to them, you don't have to tell them that you're doing it. You could just do it and let the results stay to itself. Like, there's nothing in the Bible, there's nothing in the laws that says that you have to immediately tell everyone what you're gonna do or if you're doing it, if that's not what you wanna do. Because at the end of the day, it is your life and people are not going to understand completely, even your craziest ideas, especially. They're not gonna get it at first. Sometimes it just takes you doing your trial and error. And if it goes good, you could share that with them. And if it goes bad, you could also share that with them and say, you know what, I tried, but you can't let your ego get in the way, Because again, that initial thought is you. And then you're thinking, oh, but what will my friends think if I get rejected by them? Or, oh, my friend said, what if he posted on social media? That is all a projection. And you need to look into them, into why they're projecting. Because if you're asking for relationship advice for someone who just got cheated on, they might just say, oh, but all guys cheat anyway, so don't trust them. And then now you're thinking, oh, but what if my man is going to cheat on me? That is a projection. And now their thought is your thought. That was not your original thought, right? So I think in 2023, you need to work on just following that initial dream, of following that initial idea, and not letting the ego get in the way. and think about why you're not doing it and realizing that it is your ego. I think you also, everyone needs to just do things instead of consulting everyone and their mom about what to do. Sometimes the best thing to do is to just do it and see what happens. Because if you consult everyone, first of all, you are never going to be able to solve problems by yourself. You will never be able to be independent and have problem solving skills. But you may just do things that you don't want to do. And you may do things that sabotage the situation because they don't know the situation like you do. They don't have that gut feeling that you do. They don't know that person, or they don't know it like you do. If you don't want to explain yourself to someone, if you're scared of being judged, then simply do not tell them. You do not have to tell them anything that you don't want to. Follow your intuition. If that's what you want to do, then do it. Because honestly, sometimes if you are in a situation and you're constantly nitpicking and overthinking everything, you are going to sabotage it by just smothering the situation. You're being forceful and demanding with the situation. You're not letting the situation, you're not letting God, you're not letting the universe play it out for itself. You need to be patient and trusting, and you need to believe in yourself. You need to trust yourself. You love your friends, right? I was just saying, you love your friends. That's why you consult with them, because you trust them. How come you don't love yourself? And how come you're not trusting yourself? You need to treat yourself like your best friend. And you need to get rid of that fear of rejection. And because if that fear of the unknown should be bigger than your fear of rejection. Because as I say, I repeat this every single time, rejection is protection. Protection is redirection. And sometimes I think our brains overall can be our greatest enemy, because it's crazy that just thinking about stuff can make or break like everything. But you need to, this is what I say. Your thoughts are suggestions. Your thoughts are a bunch of word salad, and it's literally just comprised of every single past experience from projections, whatever. And when you're in a new situation, those old thoughts are not going to be helpful, right? When you're in a situation when there's high emotion, let's say you're going through a breakup, you're really sad, your brain cannot remember how you felt when you were really happy. It thinks that you are going to be permanently in this, and your brain is not a good predictor of what's going to make you happy. So knowing this, you need to just do things, just do it, and then your brain will decide if you're happy or not with it. But you will never know unless you try it. But what I was going to say, and I was actually having this conversation with my friend the other day, because she's a very anxious person, and it's kind of like a huge like contrast for me and her, because she's super anxious, she's super cautious, super careful, and I'm like super calm. I don't really put much thought into doing it. I just do it. And it's a good contrast because she thinks about, like, you know, she's obviously careful and then I'm carefree, and I think it's like a really yin yang. She knows who she is. But what I was explaining to her is that when your thoughts come about, you need to treat your thoughts like clouds, right? So let's say you're in a shitty mood and you're thinking, oh, I'm such a bad person. Like, I feel really sad, this and this and that. I should like block everyone and become I should become a hermit. You do not have to act on any of those thoughts. You literally don't have to. You do not have to like develop the emotion that those thoughts have. All you need to do is to thought watch. You need to cloud watch your thoughts. So when it happens, you just acknowledge it. I literally say, okay, thank you, brain, for being cautious. Thank you for noticing this. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. But I don't really want to be sad, so I'm not going to, or I don't really want to do that. And I think that's just how you have to treat the things going on in your brain, because your brain could really be your biggest enemy. It could have some dark thoughts, and it's really up to you whether you want to act on that or not, whether you want to feel that emotion. At the end of the day, we are mammals, like, we are animals. Our brain is literally just trying to keep you alive. your brain is trying to keep you safe, right? It's all basic psychology, okay? You weren't born being scared of needles, for example. You weren't born being scared of dogs, but when you were 7, a dog bit your foot or you got a needle and it hurt, and then you developed this fear, right? And so now each time a dog comes around, your brain is going to go in fight or flight because it's like, okay, I don't want to get bit by this dog, and it's just protecting you. If your brain does this, it is the exact same way for emotional pain. When you are emotionally hurt, your brain sees it as you being physically hurt, and it thinks that you're going to die. That's why it hurts so much when it's heartbreak and when things happen and you cry, because any pain could potentially lead to dying. I know it sounds extreme, but that's just how your brain works. And so when you are, let's say you've been rejected before because you told a person you liked them and they didn't like you back, that is an emotional pain. And now your brain will put you in a situation that if you want to tell someone how you feel, it's going to go into complete fight or flight mode. It's going to say, no, do not do that. You've been hurt before. You know, it's going to give you anxiety. It's going to make you do things that you might not want to do, even though, you know, it seems so simple. But that's, you need to condition your brain. And that's why, you know, exposure therapy, for example, with dogs and needles, if you are scared of dogs, that you might go in a room full of dogs to get over your fear. The only way that you are going to get rid of your fear of rejection is by putting yourself in situations that you might get rejected in. You need to be able to feel the fear. You need to feel that, oh my God, I might get rejected, I might get hurt, and do it anyway. And you need to tell your brain, you know what, brain, like, I know you're trying to protect me. Thank you for doing your job. But your thoughts is not what's necessary right now. I am not going to die if this person doesn't want me back or this doesn't work out. I am going to be okay no matter what the situation is. And you need to just train your brain to just chill the fuck out sometimes. And you know what? I'm going to say it. Don't be shy to tell your brain to shut the fuck up. Like, you hating ass bitch. Like, really? Like, I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes your brain can just hate on you. Because what do you mean I'm ugly? Like, you're really going to try. You know, like, what do you mean? Like, okay, sorry. Like, sometimes you just need to tell your brain to shut the fuck up. Like, you are not going to die. Like, you will live, bitch. Like, you will be okay if this doesn't work out, because that means something better is meant for you. But ultimately, the message is, treat your thoughts like clouds. You are cloud watching. If you want to take it and you want to do it, then do it, right? And again, these negative thoughts and things are going through, they're all your ego. But don't get them mistaken with that initial intuition and idea and dream you had. But treat your ideas, treat your thoughts like clouds. It is up to you whether you want to follow through with what you want to do. It's up to you if you want to feel that emotion. But ultimately, you just need to acknowledge that that's what you're thinking about and then move on. And you will see in situations, especially like when you're going through a tough time, like, for example, if you're going through a breakup, when you treat your thoughts like this, it is going to be a lot faster to get over a situation and bounce back than if you are constantly analyzing how you feel, constantly analyzing, you know, everything, putting deep thought into it. Your brain is never going to stop thinking. Let it do its job and stop interrupting it by analyzing everything you're thinking, because that's how you end up getting in these stuck, like, these funks, right? Brain, thoughts are clouds. Let it pass by. It's up to you. You need to be more in control of your mind and stop letting your mind control you. Overall, I think I talk a few times about ways to train your brain to just shut the fuck up sometimes. But if y'all are new or y'all weren't like there when the first episode went, you know, kind of viral, I did a few techniques. So the first technique, of course, is my favorite blank white wall method. And that's when my brain is just working overtime, won't stop thinking. And it's like stuff that I don't need to be thinking about in that moment. Sometimes I just want to sleep. Sometimes I just want to live in that moment. I literally close my eyes And I imagine a blank white wall, just completely empty, completely nothing, boring. And I just think of it. And it gives my mind the chance to just be quiet and to just really let things go. Because if you are unable to do anything about those thoughts, if you are out of control, if there's nothing you could do, then sometimes the best thing to do is to just let it go. And to get into my next point of also how to deal with negative thoughts, or if you're dealing with a difficult decision and you really don't know what to do, is to treat your mind like a snow globe. So, you know, when you have a snow globe and you shake it all up and there's the little sparkle snow everywhere, next time you have a decision you have to make, you are not going to be able to make a proper decision with all this sparkle and snow going all the way around. That your ego, overthinking makes it even harder. The more you think about it, the more it's harder to come with a decision. You just need to almost let it go and let all the sparkles come down. And I feel like in that moment of clarity, that moment of calmness, that moment of just silence, you will be able to do what's best for you without all the other distractions. Training your mind is like training your body. It takes working out, it takes practice. It's something that you need to do every moment of the day. And those are two techniques. I have obviously a few techniques, and I've been reading this book called The Power of Now. And it's honestly stuff that I've been talking about for all this time. And in The Power of Now, it's just saying nothing really exists except for what's going on in the current moment. And when you are constantly focusing on the past, when you are focusing on the future, every painful thought you have is your ego. Like, truly, because if you are constantly thinking about that, then your life is always going to be thinking about the past and future, and you'll never really be able to enjoy the moment. And so I think every single moment in your life, whether it's you taking a shower, whether it's you driving a car, whether it's you sleeping, you just need to go back to that blank white wall method. Focus on what's going on right now. And I promise you, your mind will be a lot more clear. You'll be able to make decisions better. You'll be able to handle situations more calmly. People come up to me all the time and they're like, "How are you so patient with people?" Because the situations that you're put in, or I see the way you react to things that would literally make me go off, and you are just completely calm. It is because my mind isn't fluttered with a bunch of projections and past experiences and negative thoughts, because my mind is constantly clear. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but my mind is constantly in what's happening right now, because that's the only thing that really matters. Truly. But overall, I think in 2023, it is about trusting yourself more. It's about loving yourself more. It's about keeping those promises to yourself. You know, it's amazing that you have amazing support around you that you could come for advice, whether it might be. But maybe you should practice just following your own intuition and doing what feels right. And just doing it without the fear, without the ego getting in the way. There's lots of practices you could do, and it takes time. And of course, getting rid of that fear of rejection is something that's not going to happen overnight. It's literally like an exposure therapy. But if you know what's right for you, if you have an idea, people aren't going to understand completely because they are only looking, and you can't blame them, they are only looking through what is going on with them, through their past experiences. That's what they're looking from, right? That's the lens they're viewing you from. You know what's best for you. You know that idea is gonna make you happy. And if you are scared of what your friends are gonna think, what strangers are gonna think, what whatever's gonna think, guess what? You don't have to worry about that, because if you don't want to explain yourself, if you don't want to tell them, you do not have to. It's not about being secretive. It's not about keeping secrets. You do not have to. You do what's best for you. And as cliche as that sounds, get rid of the snowflakes that are surrounding your head, your own projections, other people's fears and insecurities. Let your mind relax for once. just relax your mind. Your mind is just showing you things that you may want to be concerned about, but you do not have to make your brain in overdrive and think and over criticize yourself. You do not have to do that. You treat your thoughts like clouds. You let it come and go. And when it comes to a big decision, it will come to you when your mind is clear. I promise you. But I think this is the end of the episode. This is a little shorter episode than usual. But it's just something I really been thinking about upon myself, because I just realized that I have been living so long on what other people will think of me, on always trying to be this perfect person. But at the end of the day, like, what I do really is, as long as I'm not hurting anyone with my own decisions, if that's what makes me the happiest, that is what I'm going to do. And oftentimes I've realized that my decisions were the best decisions, and people really didn't get it at first. People were confused, and all it really took was to just do it and show them and have that trial run to say, okay, look, I know what I'm doing, so for you to finally, for them to agree with you. And it takes patience, it takes being trusting, and it's getting rid of that forceful and demanding nature of yourself. And this is all kind of like, obviously, psychology, but you could also take this into obviously a spiritual perspective as well. You know, trusting the universe that it's bringing you to the right direction, and being patient and trusting with God and the universe, being patient and trusting, not being forceful and demanding and saying, okay, I want it now, where is it? You know, because that energy is just, it's not beneficial to yourself. It's not fair for the people around you. It's not fair for the universe. But I think this is the end of this episode. I'm so sorry for being so ghost. I think I just been, you know, really developing myself as a person. And obviously I want my content to reflect who I am as a person. And I've just been going through these decisions on what I really want to do in life. But I definitely think I'm going to continue with my podcast. I'm so sorry for the long wait, but it's back and running. And if you guys have any requests, then of course, message me on Instagram, TikTok, or whatever. And I hope you guys like this episode. Bye.